Next slide. Spiritual maturity in James is tied to your talking. And you remember the outline of James: spiritual babies are impatient, number one. Number two, spiritual babies are quick to talk but slow to live the truth. And look at number three, spiritual babies have an out-of-control tongue. Next slide. Satan's goal is to infect your communication. James 3, 5, or 15 and 16 says that. And this is the answer and the solution. The next slide. The Bible tells us Isaiah 6, let Jesus clean your mouth. Isaiah heard the Lord say, who will go for me and who is going to be my servant? He said, I'd like to go, but I'm a man of unclean lips. And the Lord said, I'll solve that. And he asked an angel, a seraph, to come with tongs to the altar, which spoke of the work of Christ, the redemption, the sin offering. And he took tongs, got a hot coal, and touched Isaiah's tongue. And Isaiah became the prophet that Jesus most used and quoted in his ministry. Did you know that? Jesus' favorite book of the Bible was by the man that had the dirty mouth that God cleansed. And that's what he wants to do with us. Jesus wants to heal your communication. He wants us to think first. He wants us to talk less. And he wants to clean us up and energize us for him so that we can speak life. That's the power of spoken words.